Yes, sir. German Martin.
Here.
German Poulin.
Here.
German Plivats.
Here.
Member. I'm sorry, member. My bad. Member Shoemaker. Member Lucchesi.
Here.
Member Davis.
Here.
Member Price.
And we have a quorum. So the first matter on the agenda this evening is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting on May 14th of 2026. These minutes were distributed for everyone's review. Everyone had a chance to look at them. Any questions? We have a motion to approve those minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
I want to call a roll, please.
Okay, Member Lucchesi,
Aye.
Member Davis,
Aye.
Chairman Martin,
Yes.
Member Poulin, Member Plevats.
Yes.
All right, so the minutes are approved. So next thing we have on the agenda tonight is a zoning request for the property at 632 Bonnie Bray. So if everyone who intends to address the board this evening, would you please stand to get sworn in?
Okay, to those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as petty offense with a fine. Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before the Zoning Board of Appeals? Thank you.
All right, has everybody signed in? We have a sign-up sheet out
We do have
there.
a sign-in sheet, so I believe this gentleman here may need to sign out. Thanks, Luke.
We'll sign in.
This is just my sign. Yeah, this is my. It's just Mark. I don't need
Luke, do you want to ask that gentleman if he wants to
sign in.
sign in?
I'm not here for this matter. I'm here for the end where you have the questions. I just wanted to throw the board.
All right, so you want to just sign this so we know your name. That's all. That's all.
Thank you.
All right, so whoever's going to speak on behalf of this zoning variation request, would you please come up to the podium and identify yourself and make the presentation?
Good evening. My name is Mark Zinni. I'm an architect and I represent the Steins on their zoning request. They're a young family of four and they purchased a property at 632 Bonnie Bray. And they're looking to do a very modest little addition, a mudroom addition that'll accommodate an area, a mudroom for them. It'll get the back door away from the stairs because it's a little bit of a hazardous setup. And it'll help them live more comfortably in their facility. I was going to say they were going to attend, but with four kids, they might not, but it looks like they're attending. So, very briefly, I was going to just read the written statement and explain the brochure or the folder, and then I'll get into the details. So the applicant lives on a corner and wishes to build a very modest one-story mudroom addition that would greatly improve the functionality of their house, consistent with today's standards. The addition would have a direct spatial relationship to the kitchen, and that was important, and a relationship to the garage. The architecture we feel is going to be consistent with the existing architecture. The proposed modest size addition, only 8 feet by almost 10 feet, 9 foot eight, would increase the area by 77.3 square feet. We're going to also try to get rid of a little lean-to reduce that, but we're requesting a variance of a lot coverage increase from 30% that's permitted to 30.9. The lot is an existing lot that's unusually small for the River Forest community. A standard lot in River Forest is about 50 by 175. This lot is below that. It's 50 by 147.75. And it doesn't meet the minimum standards nowadays that we're requiring for a minimum lot in River Forest. So it is a hardship just based on the lot size. The second variance we're requesting is a secondary side yard setback. The side yard of the house is very close to Oak Street, as are the other houses on Oak Street in that block and in the adjacent blocks. We're looking to do the secondary side yard setback that's not as close as the existing house and not as close as an addition that was done several years ago, but still it encroaches slightly into the secondary side yard setback requirement. So that's our request for the variance. Very quickly, if you want to look at this, I could explain it. The first tab is just the application, and I'll read through the details in a little while. The second tab shows the survey, and right after the survey, that's the existing survey, and you could see the house, you could see Oak Avenue, Bonnie Bray, and you can see the secondary side yard setback as it relates to Oak Street. The next one is just area calculations that we're required to do for lot coverage that shows the size of the house, the size of the addition we highlighted, which is only 77 square feet. And then if you flip a few pages, we just showed some photos of the existing house as it's seen from Oak and Bonnie Bray. The second one is the view from Oak Street, and that's the one where you will see the addition. The next page shows the back view of where the addition will be. And also we tried to show an aerial view of the houses along Oak Street as there is kind of a consistent line that's close to Oak Street for the secondary side yard setback. The next is proposed plans. And it's a limited set of plans, but it shows the house, the small proposed addition, and Oak Avenue. And I'll get into these a little bit more, but if you want to thumb through those real quick, the next sheet, B2, shows the very modest mudroom addition, its relationship to the stair. And you can see right now is where the door was. If somebody's coming up or down the stairs and they open the door, they run into the door hits them as they're going around the stairs. And that's kind of our safety issue. And then again, it's a very modest little mudroom that we're proposing on that corner. If you want to flip through a few more pages on the elevations, we think the most important one is the north elevation, which shows the Oak Street elevation with a small proposed addition. And there's a little guy there, and I wish I was fit like that one day, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And then we could flip through the plans and something at the very end, we have neighbors' letters. Andy and Jenny had a chance to explain what they were going to do. They visited with each of the neighbors, and the neighbors were nice enough to write letters of support. So that would be the neighbor directly to the west of them, the neighbor directly to the south of them, and they also approached the neighbor directly to the north, which is on the other side of Oak Street. So those are the letters of support. So then going back to the application, I already, the first page is, you know, our requirements, and it just explains who's going for the application. It's Andy or Andrew and Jennifer, gives the address and the two requests that we're going for, the lot coverage and the corner lot. The next sheet explains those in detail a little bit, where we're requesting from 30% to 30.9%. And we're asking for a secondary side yard setback to be 3 foot 11 and a quarter, which right now the existing one is like 1 foot 10. So we're still stepping further back from Oak Street on that request. The next page was the written description that I read initially. And then the fourth page is the application requirements for a major variance. This is really what it's all about, right? So we have the applicant's name, the date of the applicant, the property identification.
We've got this. You don't need to go through that.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to jump through B. I'm going to go straight to B. And B, we're not going to change the height requirements. We're well below that. And then I'm not going to read the next ones because they're things that obviously don't apply. You know, we're not a development. We're not a signage. So if we could go to the next sheet and we go to 10-5-4F, we try to talk about hardship. And that's really what our variance request needs to be supported. And we feel we truly do have a hardship based on the conditions that were set forth before the owner even moved there. The lot, as I mentioned, is an unusually small lot compared to River Forest standards when they set the 30% lot coverage. And the secondary side yard setback is already close to the Oak Street. We're not coming as close, but we're still encroaching in that secondary side yard setback. Item number two, the physical condition obviously was existing prior to the owner's purchase of the property. Item number three, the conditions for the petition for variance is based generally for this property, since it's a smaller lot, does not, in our mind, set a precedent for other lots, which are standard lots. And we go through that in detail in item three. Item four is kind of obvious. The purpose of the variation is not based upon desire or economic gain, but for the need for a more functional and safe space for the addition to meet today's needs. We feel the granting of the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to anybody. The property variation will be less than the existing setbacks to the north near Oak Street, and we're setting them back than even the adjacent house. More than the adjacent house. And then the property obviously is a single family residence and will remain a single family residence. So in conclusion, we like to hope I could prove that there is truly a hardship based on the existing lot size and based where the house was set on the lot 120 years ago. And I'm here to answer any questions.
All right, any questions for Mr. Zinni? Okay. Anybody else want to address the board on this matter?
Did you guys want to address her?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Stein.
Why don't you identify yourself? So since you
yes, I'm Jennifer Stein. I am the one of the owners of the property of the 632 Bonnie Bray Place. I'm here with my husband and our four kids. They're 7, 5, 3 and almost going to be 1. So nice. Thank you guys for being here tonight. And thank you for letting me address you. And thank you, Mark, too, for explaining our application tonight. I just wanted to say, you know, we moved here 2021. We came here to raise our family. It's expanded a lot since we've gotten here. And really the main issue, I think Mark already laid out, that we identified this, this entryway that we come in very frequently is somewhat small, and the doorway opening and closing kind of is a little bit of a hazard, especially with so many kids. Shoes everywhere, stuff everywhere all the time. But it's really just that door kind of opening into the space that I'm concerned about, and the reason why we're trying to expand that that area to a modest degree. And I know he mentioned this already, but yes, we did approach our neighbors about our plans to try to do this, and they're all in support of it. And we're hoping that you guys will support us as well.
All right, any questions for Mrs. Stein? Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else in the audience wish to address the board on this application? Mark, you got anything else you want to say? And some,
I'm gonna get my glasses so I can see you guys.
All right, so would you tell me, What is the current lot coverage of the site?
The current lot coverage is slightly over the 30% already. It's like 30.1%.
How many square feet?
Uh, I would need a calculator, but it's the existing is 1,549.2 square feet on the first floor, not counting the garage. And then the garage is 415.
I wonder what's the lot coverage in square feet currently?
You want square feet or percentage? I'm sorry, Frank.
Square feet.
Well, I just need to add 1,549 to the garage. So it would be, let me see if I could do it here. 415. $1,965.
And you're going to increase that by approximately 77 feet square feet. Is that right?
Correct.
And then are you going to decrease that then by the size of the shed that you're taking out?
The shed is 47.3 square feet, so it's slightly larger than the shed were.
Are you going to increase it by 77 square feet? And then reduce it by the size of the shed. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So the net increase is about 30 square feet.
Correct.
Okay. So the other question I had, Mark, is that the survey that you provided us from when this house was purchased treats the garage and the shed as one common building.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, or can the shed be removed without damaging the garage and causing additional problems?
The shed is, there's a wall between the shed and the garage.
Okay, and so that doesn't show on the survey that you gave us.
Right.
Okay. So the shed can be removed without any damage to the garage. Is
correct.
That right?
Well, there's some siding, siding that would have to be cleaned up.
All right. Those are the only questions I had. Anybody else have any questions?
Do the owners want to remove that shed, or would you prefer to keep it?
They would prefer to keep it, but in light of trying to get it down as close as possible, we recommended considering removing it.
So if we attach, if we decide whether or not to recommend this to the trustees, if we make it contingent on removing that shed, would the applicant have any problems with that?
No.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions? There's nobody else here who wants to address the board, so we'll close the public portion of the meeting, and we'll discuss this among ourselves and then make a recommendation to the trustees.
Come to ask for the board's help on something, but nothing to do with Bob Bray. I appreciate you have to vote.
If you look at the agenda, you'll get an opportunity after we finish with this. Okay. Anybody have anything to say?
I feel it makes sense that if they get rid of the shed, they're at least trying to stay as low as possible with the coverage on the lot. And it does present some, I know it, and some people may not see it as, something that's being needed, but it does make a lot of sense where you have the back stairs there. And just for the children, just make it safer. It's just my opinion.
I agree with the safety issue. Seeing a million back entrances to homes like that, and I think they fall down those stairs.
Yeah, I'm glad Mr. Zinni talked about it as a safety issue and not something personal with the increased size of the family or anything like that, which we're not supposed to consider. All right. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion.
Okay, so is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees that the zoning variation requests be granted subject to the teardown of the shed that's currently attached to the garage. Any discussion? All right, do you want to call the roll, please?
Sir. Member Lucchese? Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Member Poulin?
Yes.
Member Plevats?
Yes.
And Member Davis?
Yes.
All right, so the recommendation of the Zoning Board of Appeals to the trustees will be 5-0 in favor of granting this variation. Thank you for coming. All right. Now, the other gentleman wants to address us or ask questions. Yeah, just please and identify yourself.
Good evening. I greatly appreciate all your time. I realize you want to get home yourselves. My name's Jim Cohn. I live here in the village. I've lived here on 3 different occasions. I'm wondering if your group, but I appreciate it's not your responsibility, has the board or the any committees discussed or intend to hold an emergency gathering for the announcement that came out yesterday regarding the O'Hare flyer. Are any of you familiar with the O'Hare flyer?
Yes. So that is not a... I'm the assistant village administrator. I'm Jessica Spencer. Okay. So that is news that the village is aware of at this time. The village president put out, acknowledged the article in the village newsletter. If you might have read that, it was sent out last night. And that at this point, that is the extent of the information we have. We are definitely interested in learning more about that and its impacts on our residents. So there are a lot of questions that we have as well. So we do not have any further direction regarding coming before a commission at this time. So I can't, this board here, at this time, I don't see that coming before this board.
I appreciate that.
But things may change as more information comes to light.
And as the assistant village administrator, mm-hmm. and everyone here lives in the village, mm-hmm. could I ask, are you bringing it up in tomorrow or Monday with the village board or with legal counsel?
So it's at this point, there is limited information that is available. The village board meeting next is September 14th. So we're hopeful to have more information by that, but unfortunately doubtful as well. It will be discussed by the village board as soon as we have information to discuss at that point.
I think that in each village board meeting, there's an opportunity for members of the public to address the village board members and yeah. ask questions. That may be your best bet.
Okay.
Because as from what I've read right now, I don't see how the zoning of the River Forest properties impacts the potential O'Hare flyer at all, because it's not running on our any
Correct.
Of our property. There may be interest at the board level to discuss it. They may have some other committee that wants to discuss it, but it's at this point, I'll tell you, it's not going to be on the agenda of the zoning board.
I appreciate that. I'm sharing because we're all homeowners. Mm-hmm. And I've been blessed to raise children in this town. There is quite a bit of information available. Mm-hmm. In the past week, I had an offer, tentative offer on my property. A significant offer. And the realtors in this community have just told me that no home on Forest Avenue or Park will sell in the next 5 years. They're not even interested in the listing. I sold both my homes on Keystone, where I was blessed to raise my children. I moved to Forest because my children are over in the school district. And I can tell you that my home just dropped by 50%. I had a tentative cash offer from someone that I worked downtown that said, if you ever want to sell your house, I'll buy it for you. I was going to contract with it. My home's not sold. And I was just told that my home is worth 60% of the value that it was 72 hours ago. My neighbor lives on Forest Avenue and was retired and looking forward to selling his home to retire in Michigan or wherever he wanted. And you have realtors who have said, I'm sorry, homes aren't going to sell for the next 5 years till this is resolved. And I'm on the Forest Avenue west side of the track. I lived in London for 11 years. I know exactly what the Heathrow Express is. That's what they're modeling off of. I'm a big supporter of the city of Chicago. But we're going to have an issue here, and lawyers are going to get involved. And the only place they can go to is the village board. And the village board has to stand up, because I will not pay $30,000 in property taxes next year when my house just dropped by 45%. And it's going to be an issue. And I can only speak to you because you're the assistant administrator. And thank you for your services. I'm shocked that more people are not in here. But there's at least 150 homeowners that have just watched their homes drop, and they will not be sold in the next 5 years.
All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Can I get any of your feedback on what I just described?
It's not our issue.
But
it's
you
not
live
our
here.
Issue. I don't listen particularly to what realtors say. I don't know why they think your property is dropped, and this is not the proper group to have that discussion.
Why my property dropped? My property is 18 feet from the railroad track in a yard that I just put $108,000 of landscaping in. And how can you seriously not say you don't know my property dropped? And you wouldn't listen to a realtor? I've supported realtors in this town for 27 years through 4 home sales. Thank you, Frank, but that's a strange comment. You don't listen to realtors? A large amount of our community in River Forest are realtors that make substantial living selling homes.
All right, you got my opinion, but I'll tell you, this is not the proper forum to discuss how the proposal might impact any of our property values.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. I happen to differ with it. Thank you for sharing your opinion.
Okay.
And is anything will be followed up with your, I really believe the town has to call an immediate meeting to start responding to this. And the only place I could come tonight, 24 hours after the announcement, was to this meeting. And we have a real challenge in front of us. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information available. And they've got private equity money with it, and they've got private investors behind it, and they've got the money. And they're talking about starting work within the next 12 to 15 months. That will become the number one topic in this village.
And it'll probably be discussed by the Board of Trustees.
Yeah.
And okay. Not by the Traffic Commission, and not by the Pension Board, and not by the Zoning
Board. And not the Zoning Board. I that's why I started my comment. I know you want to go home. I value your time. You're the first people I could talk to. And I will show you the statistics, how quickly the homes have dropped in the last 48 hours. They have. And you wouldn't buy a home on Forest Avenue or Park Avenue up against a railroad train that just got a proposal with private equity money for $2.5 billion. No one will buy a home on that street. They'll wait to find out what happens. And I'm caught in that situation, as is my neighbor.
We heard you. I appreciate you coming here tonight. And I'm sure you will find a proper forum for this discussion.
I appreciate all your time. I'm glad I'm the first one in the village to express it. I'm just very concerned about it. And the next meeting, ma'am?
The next meeting of the village board is September 14th. If you wait a moment, I think we're pretty close to wrapping up here. I can get you my business card, and then we can continue any additional questions you might have.
Time. It's emotional. Mm-hmm. Home sale just fell through. I was looking to.
Okay. What else?
Thank you.
What else we got? Anything else?
The approval of findings.
Are there findings that you want us to consider tonight?
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Where are they?
Thank you.
Thanks for showing up.
A list of standards of items that you need to have.
Oh, that one. Sorry.
For the buffer, the accuracy.
All right. So the village has asked that we consider accelerating the process of making the recommendations to the trustees by trying to present findings of fact at the same time that we make a recommendation. And these findings of fact were included in the document that everyone got to consider. And so why don't we, we've already all expressed our support for this variation. We're not supposed to express our support for the variation unless we find that each of the conditions of the application have been met. So has everybody had an opportunity to review the findings of fact? Are you ready to vote on whether or not to approve these findings tonight? Okay.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? We want to call the roll on the pending motion to approve the findings of fact as they relate to this variation that we just recommended approval of.
Sir, Member Lucchesi?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Member Bullen?
Yes.
Member Blavats?
Yes.
Okay. We had the public comment. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.